Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And we come to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is your college and community station, WEHC, FM 90.7, and also streaming on the web. Go to ehc.edu and look for WEHC, and you'll find us and you can hear us anytime, anywhere. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you things I love. I only play things that I really, really like a lot. And occasionally I put in an oddball thing, a reading or something just a little strange, and I call those things Wombats. That's where I get the title from, Wombats and Music. And I have something I think qualifies as a Wombat tonight. And at home I ran across a whole folder of Wombats, so we'll be getting a few in the next few weeks. However, we're going to start off this week with the song we finished last week with. I didn't get to finish the whole thing. And it's a fairly well-known song. It's called Farther Along. It's a traditional gospel song. And the performers are Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton. So if you listen closely, you can pick up each of their voices. I think it's Dolly Parton starts off. So this is Farther Along.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after
That was Farther Along with Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt. Quite a lineup. The next group to perform is named Balsam Range, and they're new to me, but they've been around since 2007, and their members, I'll read you a little write-up on them. They have recently won all sorts of awards as kind of the top group of the year last year. Let's see. A bluegrass and acoustic music group founded in 2007 in Haywood County, North Carolina. They are the 2014 IBMA Entertainer of the Year recipients, as well as 2014 IBMA Vocal Group of the Year winners. Balsam Range consists of five members. On fiddle and lead tenor, Buddy Melton. On mandolin and vocals, Darren Nicholson. On stand-up bass, Dobro and vocals, Tim Surrett. And on guitar and vocals, Caleb Smith. And on banjo, Dr. Mark Pruitt. They are consistently touring the United States. So you might want to listen for the banjo and the dobro in there. Of course, there'll be fiddle. And I like the rhythm. I like the banjo. And I like the song. So this is Balsam Range singing Chasing Someone Else's Dream.
At least 5 days a week and sometimes more, I'm up with the sun and headed out the door. Most nights I don't get home till late or night. Well, I make a living any way I can. Everywhere I turn, I answer to a man who only cares about the bottom line. Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true. That the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dream. Like me, who aren't looking for a handout or an ounce of sympathy, just a way to get a piece of the pie. 'Cause the game has changed for the common man. It takes credit cards, and I'll use more installment plans, spending every minute trying to get by. Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true. That the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. It's not because I'm lazy, out of touch, or going crazy. I'm barely breaking even, and I need a thing or two I can believe in. Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true. That the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. Oh, it's so hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams.
That was Someone Else's Dream by Balsam Range. Well, now we're playing, I'm going to play a song that I just heard last week from an old CD. My son used to have a radio show in Maine, and would occasionally send me CDs of things he liked. And this was on one I'm cleaning up my garage. Ran across this old CD and found this song on it and just fell in love with it. I haven't been this hooked on a song in a long time. And so it'll tell you something about my tastes. It may or may not be to your taste. I'm going to learn to sing this song, and I like it just a lot. It's called Gold Heart Locket. It's sung by Jeff Black, and it's not real clear what the message is, although there's some pretty earthy parts about crossing a river and stuff. But for some reason, it just, the tune, everything about it captures me. Plus, it has a nice banjo part in it. So, this is Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black.
All night long I've been riding, riding, should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising, rising waters of the river rush by. Limbo to my fenders and mud and to my witness above, I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold heart locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. The only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, though I might die trying, my true love will remain. In a gold heart locket on a silver chain. We'll open it up and she's lovely, lovely, eyes of hazel green. But I close it up fast, cause the rain gets past and lays a tear down on her cheek. Promised her once that I'd never, ever break her heart again. So Lord, take me there with a silent prayer and her locket in my hand. The last thing I remember, I was fearing for my life. She was calling out my name from over on the other side. Well, I reached out to hold her, but the break was just too strong. And the silence just gets colder as the river rages on. All night long I've been riding, riding. Should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising, rising waters of the river rush by. And I'm up to my fenders and mud and to my witness above. I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold heart locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying, my true love will remain. In a gold heart locket on a silver chain.
That was Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black. And now comes Wombat Time. A little story to go with this. I've mentioned occasionally that I play various instruments, fiddle and banjo. I take fiddle lessons at Capo's Music Store in Abingdon. They have a lot of good instructors. If you want to learn anything bluegrass type, mandolin, banjo, guitar, dobro, fiddle, whatever. My teacher is Joy Patton, who I think is just a wonderful fiddler. And I also had an earlier teacher, Sam Gobble. So anyway, this Thursday night, past Thursday night, Capo's had its annual, or its every fall and every spring, they have a student concert. And I went and played. I was one of three adults there with about 20 kids. The average age is about 12. There was a lady who might have been close to my age, and but most of the little kids. And I got up there and played my song. So I played two songs. I'm going to play for you a recording of me playing a fiddle. This is Loch Laven's Castle. And it has some raw energy in it. Let's just put it that way. I am not a good fiddler, so you'll hear what I call raw energy. And then I'm going to follow it by the same tune played by my teacher, Sam Gobble. This is the way I would like to be able to play it. So first you're going to hear me playing it at the concert, and then you're going to hear Sam Gobble playing it the way I learned it. So we're going to start with me. So that was Harry Baya playing fiddle at a concert for students. As I said, there's some raw energy in there. But now I want you to hear Sam Gobble, who is a wonderful fiddler. This is the recording he made for me to learn the tune from. So he's not trying to show off or anything. He's just giving me the basic melody. But I want you to notice how different it is when played by someone who really knows how to play the fiddle, with the timing and the speed. And just everything about it. It's a completely different tune. So you'll hear how I hope to be able to play it someday. ¶¶ So that was Sam Gobble playing Lochleven's Castle. You may have noticed a slightly more professional style, shall we say. But I love that tune, and I love hearing Sam play it, and I enjoy playing it. Well, now we've got another pair of tunes. This is a different way of doing things. I'm going to play two songs in a row, both country music. Well, one's a little more folky than country, but still. Both have the exact same message, I think. They're both from, remember I talk about leavers and leavees, those who are left behind in a relationship and those who do the leaving. Both these guys got left. and both of them had pretty much the same reaction and wrote a song. Somebody wrote a song from that point of view. And yet the songs are very, very different in style. So I hope you get a kick out of them. The first one I'm going to play is called A Pretty Good Guy. It's by Fred Eagle Smith. And so here comes A Pretty Good Guy.
Well, there's a couple old people live across the road, so I keep the volume down on my radio. And all the neighbors say when I go by, he's a pretty good guy. Hey, I'm registered in CPR, and if you ask me to, I could fix your car. It's just the way I am. I got a pretty good life. I'm a pretty good guy. Just one good man, all the good ones are gone. Hey, play it again, I like that song. Well, there's a pretty good guy coming down the street, and you'd be surprised, he looks a lot like me. Cause since you've been gone, I've realized that you were wrong. I'm a pretty good guy. Yeah, you were wrong. I'm a pretty good guy.
Fred Eagle Smith singing A Pretty Good Guy. You can see that the lady left him, and he's still dealing with it, and he's trying to figure out. I guess he had a lot of self-respect issues, and he's kind of slowly coming back to saying, I'm a pretty good guy, you know. You were wrong. You shouldn't have left me. I'm a pretty good guy. Good luck. Well, the next song, I think, says exactly the same thing, just in a slightly different way. It's called Oh Darlin', Why Don't You Care For Me Anymore, and it's by the O'Kanes.
I still look the way I look, I still talk the way I talk, I still dress the way I dress, I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, I still think of what I think, I still do what I do, I still am what I am, I
I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, darling, I still love what I love. I still want what I want. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, darling.
So that was Oh Darling by the O'Kanes. As you can see, there's a lot of similarity between those two. And I empathize with both of them and get a kick out of it. Well, here's another one, Pop. This is more of a pop tune. It's country music. It's called Catch Me When I Fall by Daybreak and New to Me.
Has cleared, and I'm left wondering why I'm still standing here. Looking back on days we spent when we lived and loved without a safety net. Now things have changed, I'll never be the same. I need a place to rest my weary head. Catch me when I fall, save me from the tears. Though I might look strong, I'm not as I appear. Though I might seem brave, I'm really sad and lonely. Hear me when I call, in a voice so faint and small. Catch me when I fall. When you walked in, I felt the stirring in my heart begin again. You took control right from the start. You said you'd gladly lift the burden from my heart. I was afraid, afraid of what I'd find. Now I know it was the past that made me blind. Catch me when I fall, save me from the tears. I know I might look strong, but I'm not as I appear. Though I might seem brave, I'm really sad and lonely. Hear me when I call, in a voice so faint and small. Catch me when I fall. Thank you. days we spent. I'll live in love until I find him yet. Some things will change, never be the same. Till I find a place to rest my weary head. Catch me when I fall, save me from the tears. Though I might look strong, not as I appear. Though I might seem brave, I'm really sad and lonely. Hear me when I call, in a voice so faint and small. Catch me when I fall.
Catch Me When I Fall by Daybreak. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Harry Baya, and I'm playing for you Wombats and Music, my weekly show. We come on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and that's what you're hearing, things that I picked out as just extra special. And I have just an absolutely wonderful time looking for things to play and listening to lots of music and hearing some great stuff and then saying, hey, I can put that on my show. I'm always looking for songs. Anytime I see a TV show or a movie or anything with music in it, if it catches me, I'll try and capture it with my little iPhone Shazam and find out what it is and who's singing it. And or else I write down the words and track it down so that I can put it on the show. I usually listen to it a few times first to make sure I really do love it. Well, that brings us to the next song. This is Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley from about 1962. And Doc Watson is a local guy. A lot of people knew him around here. He died just a year or two ago. A very talented musician and a wonderful singer. And just had a tremendous repertoire of songs. And this is one. He's singing with Clarence Ashley, is one of his singing partners. They're both in the same part of the world. And I happen to like this particular song, Looking Toward Heaven, a lot.
The angels asked why they stood gazing toward heaven when Jesus was going away. They said, he is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming in glory some wonderful day. And now we are looking toward heaven. Yes, watching and waiting, and watching and waiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, full morning, full morning, on the clouds of great glory, of great glory, heavenly glory. He's coming, he's coming some wonderful day. No wonder the angels spoke to the disciples. Their hearts were so filled with dismay. What comfort it gave them, what blessed assurance. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking toward heaven. Yes, watching and waiting, and awaiting, and waiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, full morning, full morning, on the clouds of great glory, great glory, heavenly glory. He's coming someday. This promise so precious grows sweeter and sweeter to all who will trust and obey. Today and tomorrow, then let us be ready. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking toward heaven. Yes, watching and waiting, and waiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, full morning, full morning, on the clouds of great glory, of great heavenly glory. He's coming someday.
That was Looking Toward Heaven with Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Doc Watson was the bass voice down there, and that's the part I like to sing. So he's a hero for me because his voice is in the right range. I can sing the songs he sings. Christmas is coming soon here, and though you may be hearing this show at any time, I'm going to put on a song with a little story to it. This is a round, you know, one of those canon-type repeating things called Welcome to Our Savior. I was in the New York City area for 34 years, and for 8 of those years, I was in a show on Broadway. Hey, I'm a star. I was in the volunteer chorus, and we sang on stage for something called the Christmas Revels. Every year at Christmas, this show would go on for 2 weekends, and maybe it was just 1 weekend. And we usually had a professional actors working out parts, and we sang in the chorus. We were on stage in costume for Christmas, usually British revels. We also did all sorts of different things. We did French. We did, I think one time we did Baltic. Anyway, this is a round that we sang almost every year. And this is not me. I'm not in this group singing this. I think this was the Boston Revels singing it. But we did sing this round. We come down through the audience from the back in 4 groups singing these parts. And sometimes we could do 8 parts, but I think there are 4 in this. There might be more. You can listen and see if you can tell how many parts there are. This is called Welcome to Our Savior, and it's one of my favorite rounds. I teach it to people. It's a little tricky to learn, but it's not that bad, and it's a beautiful thing to hear.
Welcome to our Savior on this Christmas day, who comes from highest heaven so far away. Kyrie eleison.
Welcome to our Savior on this Christmas
Welcome to Our Savior by the Christmas Revels Chorus. I mentioned earlier that I had found some songs from my son when he had a radio show in Maine a few years ago. And here's another one. This is called The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. And it's kind of a little bit of The Path Not Taken. But it's got some interesting lyrics, and it gets me to think, and maybe get you to think, about the things that didn't happen in life that could have. And choices I made, and the result of those choices. And also things that maybe I didn't have a choice. It just didn't quite happen that way. Here is The Way It Didn't Go.
The life we might have led, it started on the corner where we never met. I nearly turned to you, you nearly turned to me, at the intersection of what is and what could be. What would have happened, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I saw a child that might have had our name. He passed me in a crowd just the other day. He spoke some words, but none of them were clear. Our shadows nearly touched as he disappeared. Did he have your eyes? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I'm not myself today, and you're not who you are. We're one way over, riding in that car. They read a map, but they don't recognize the road. And if they think about us, they don't let it show. Where did they turn? We'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. The girl you didn't talk to, the light you didn't run that day, the call you didn't answer, the unrequited dancer, you met her glance and turned away. Put it down lightly, you know how things can break. I can't forget the love we didn't make. Sun that didn't rise through the window that's not there, the way it didn't fall on your face and on your hair. What did you dream? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. What might have been, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go.
That's the way.
That's the way it didn't go.
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 That was The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. And now it's time for Social Protest Song. I don't play a lot of these. I only play music I love, so I have to like the music too. But sometimes the combination of the music and other things gets to me. So this one is an example of that. And it's called I Ain't Afraid. And it's by Holly Near, a very famous folk singer. And it expresses something I think is very appropriate today. The idea is saying, more or less, I'm not afraid of your God or your church or anything else. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of what you might do in the name of your God. And it's easy to think of it right now in terms of ISIS and what they're doing in the name of their God. But the Christians do a lot in the name of their God. We pray when we're dropping our bombs and stuff. Any religion is vulnerable to this. And I think this song speaks to all of them. And I think it's a powerful song.
I am. of your choices. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. I ain't afraid of your Sunday. I ain't afraid of your spirit. I ain't afraid of your teachers. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God.
That was Holly Near, and I Ain't Afraid. Powerful song. Well, I'm going to try and lighten up the mood a little bit here. Maybe have a couple of sweet songs before we go. This song is called Tenderness on the Block by Sean Colvin, and it's new to me. I haven't listened closely to understand the whole story, but I believe it's a coming-of-age story. I think it's a story of a young woman finding her way out into the world of dating and social interaction, and hopefully tenderness.
Mama, where's your pretty little girl tonight? She's trying to run before she can walk. That's right, she's growing up. She's got a young man waiting. She's growing up. She's got a young man waiting. She's a wild-eyed, she's streetwise to the
ah, she's all
true love.
Find true love.
She's gonna find true love.
Find true love.
She's gonna find true love.
Find true love.
She's gonna find true love.
That was Sean Colvin with Tenderness on the Block. And that's our last song for tonight. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music once a week. Well, twice if you hear the replay. We play on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And each week I play for you the songs I found that I love. And of course, I've been doing this for a few years now, so I have a lot of songs built up that I love. And I may occasionally play and often play songs I've played last year or the year before. And these are just things that ring my bell, like that last song. That's the first time I've ever played it on this show, but I'll probably play it again in a year or so. I really like that song. Well, we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, WEHC. It's FM 90.7 on your FM dial. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web, WEHC.edu. Go to EHC.edu, Emory Henry College, EHC.edu, and look for WEMC and click on it, and you'll find a link for streaming. And you can hear this show anywhere. You can hear my show Monday nights at 7 o'clock, even if you're in. And to close this show, I want to urge you to do what I urge you to do every week, and which I try to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.